What kind of fences do you have around yards and gardens? You can just describe some different kinds of fences for me.
Well, you could either have a chain link fence, or you wire fence with barbed wire at the top.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of farms have wooden fences made out of wooden poles.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a little wooden fence that may be painted white?
Gate.
The whole thing?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What would you call the kind of fence that's made of split rails and it's laid in kind of a zigzag fashion? If you were building a fence or putting up a fence, you'd have to dig holes for the
poles.
Okay, and what would you call just one of them?
A pole. One of the holes, or what's this
called? Oh, what would now besides poles, they're called starts with P.
Post.
Okay, and what would you call several of those? What would you call several of those?
Post.
Okay. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field?
Brick wall or rock wall.
Okay, what term would you use in describing best dishes?
China.
Okay, now did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Egg made out of
China.
No.
Okay, well if you did, what would you call that egg?
A China egg.
Okay, what would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Nowadays it'd be made out of metal.
Okay. Now how about a bucket? What would that be?
Metal.
Okay. If it was wood, what would you call it?
Bucket.
What kind of container would you use to carry food to the pigs?
Oh, wow. Slop bucket.
Okay. And what do you fry eggs in?
Pan. A skillet.
Okay, now what would it be made of?
Iron.
Have you ever seen one that has legs in an old fireplace?
What?
It's a... Wait for that, yeah.
Post. Wow. Okay,
let's go on. This is something that's big and black that you could boil water in. It's big, it's got a little handle.
Kettle.
Okay. What would you call a container that you put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. And what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Silverware.
What would you call each thing?
A fork and a spoon and a knife.
Okay, and if you had several of those things that are used to cut things with, what would you say? You have several?
Knives.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you might say, well, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
wash.
Okay, and after the dishes are washed, she might...
dry.
Before you dry, you have to do what to
them? Rinse.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Washcloth.
Okay, and what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay, and the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?